is everyone so f***ing stupid?
The top five.
Butthead. Way to go, dumbass.
Buttheads.
You're the butthead, jackass.
Butthead.
Idiot.
Butthead.
It's extremely stupid people.
It's the top five buttheads.
Butthead.
Butthead.
The Billy Madison Show.
All right, at number five, kids ate cupcakes tainted by a Safeway sicko.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh.
Do you remember when someone did this to Nard and he knew immediately what was in it?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which was weird that he
instantly
knew what it was.
He immediately was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
Something off with this cupcake. I like it,
yeah.
But there's something off with it.
I know what this is.
I know he knew
what it was right away.
You remember that?
No, I just remember like...
At the furniture store, you worked there and then somebody had tainted cupcakes. Somebody had done something to the cupcakes. You ate it and you're like,
I knew what it was, but you still grabbed another. No, there was a lady that did like coffee and like found it in there and like didn't know how... We didn't know how she knew.
There's lots of these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just
You were one of the first ones.
I was not one of the
first
ones.
I'm trying to relate to you and get people to like you.
Yeah, we're talking about your story
personally.
Why
would they like me over that? That'd be weird.
What?
when police searched the home of this dude, I guess he was suspected in a series of 20 indecent exposure incidents.
Oh, so he's had a history of this.
Yeah. And then, yes, he had contaminated assorted food products with a certain male bodily fluid that included also cupcakes that were consumed by children at a birthday party.
Yeah. That dude needs to get stomped out.
Yep.
To death.
Big time. Yeah.
This is the guy.
Yeah.
Look.
No, for sure.
It's like a bald Nard.
Yeah, bro. He should, I mean.
Damn.
I hope he gets jailhouse justice.
That's, he will.
He's going to be eating some cupcakes for sure in jail.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. I hope so, anyways.
Oh, yeah. That's what they'll do to him. That is sick.
I do like that about prison now. It's all pretty universal. Like, anybody that does anything to kids, like, they kind of get it right away.
They get it.
Yep.
You pretty much, it's a death sentence.
You
got to
respect
right?
prisoners for that.
Number four.
A priest, 63, marries 12-year-old girl after selecting the bride when she was just six. Mm-hmm. This is in another country, and, of course, there's a big uproar over this.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce the dude's name, but anyways, he tied the knot with the child that they called Na.
Jeez.
After he selected her when she was just six.
Oh.
The marriage between the 63-year-old priest and the girl has sparked outrage. The ceremony happened this last Saturday.
Disgusting.
A guest who endorsed the marriage said the marriage came about due to a long-standing custom mandated that the priest marry a virgin.
Bro, stop it. This isn't Twilight.
He revealed that there are currently no virgin girls above the age of 9 in that area.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
The holy man selected her when she was just 6 years old. And she's now, the girl is now expected to participate in a second customary ceremony focused on purification.
Just shouldn't be anywhere in the world that is like this.
Yeah, no, there's some weird-ass places on this earth.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yep.
Should be really universal that it's all like
protect
kids. Oh,
it is.
Kids. Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're like,
be.
What are they going to do?
Number three.
Turf wars. A man with a weed whacker slashes robbery suspect in the face.
That would hurt so bad. Getting smoked in the face.
Oof.
Now, I don't know if he like hit him like it was a bat or if the weed eater was on. But if it's on.
No, the weed eater was on.
It was on. Ow. And he just, oh my God, I couldn't imagine. Get smoked right in the face with that? Damn.
No, what if we have your pants on, but then we weed eat your pee stain? Oh, we've already done
that? Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Aww. No, let's do it again.
Gosh.
Do it again?
We've already done
that's
everything.
That's good that we've done that, though. That way, now we know we can do it again.
Okay, well, that's rude.
Well, because you survived.
They're saying that this man got whacked.
Yeah. In the face.
Right in the face.
In
with the
face.
Eater. Pretty insane.
Yeah, you guys don't ever run weed eaters, so
don't.
You don't understand.
I'm a little scared of them.
That would hurt so bad.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, you have one. You don't run it.
Your wife uses it, right?
Yeah. Oh, she did the front and backyard the other day.
Oh,
looked,
man.
Pristine, I bet.
Number two.
On the run, fugitive brazenly replies to Facebook appeal as his receding hairline was shamed. So I guess the police,
that sucks.
Police were making fun of his receding hairline.
Yeah.
And he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. He got upset.
It's pretty funny how these cops, they like troll. Have you noticed that, like, certain Facebook groups, like, where it's, like, you know, certain county sheriffs or whatever, like, they'll arrest somebody, then they'll make, like, a highlight video?
Oh, they'll do a whole press conference.
Yeah, well, and it's funny, too, because then this guy replied to their Facebook message as they were making fun of his hairline.
And now, the top butthead of the day. Number one.
A mom of teen 19 who murdered homeless man found severed head in his closet.
Yeah, this guy, I watched the body cam footage. This guy was out there.
Out there?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's a whack job.
I mean, he had a whole ass head in his closet.
He did.
And the mom found it sick. And hands?
Yeah.